Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we're going to learn Se'ifim Tes and Yud. This is page 272, Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in the Mishra Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, and we're continuing the Dinim of Bishul. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Tes, Kli Rishon, Pirusha Kli Shemishtamish Bo'ela Eish. If you have a Kli Rishon, meaning the very vessel with which you cooked on the fire, Afil Lachar Sheviru Me'ala Eish, Mevashel Kol Zman Sheyatzel Ledesbo, even after you've removed it from the fire, it still has the capacity to cook as long as it's still hot enough that it's yatzel ledesbo. So even though the pot is no longer on the fire, as long as the contents of the pot are still hot, any raw food that you've put in that pot is going to get cooked and is therefore going to be a violation of bishul on Shabbos. Lefichach, asur litein letocho tavlin, so you can't put raw spices into that pot. Aval melech mutar litein letocho, you could put salt into it, kiven shevira me'ala esh, as long as the pot is off of the fire. Because we assume that salt is so hard to cook, it is so not easily cooked. It's like ox meat, which is very, very, it's what we would call chumrei abishul, that it doesn't get cooked the way normal items get cooked, and therefore would only be able to get cooked if it was on the fire. It would never be able to get cooked in a kli rishon shelo al gabei eish. But most items do get cooked in a kli rishon shelo al gabei eish. V'yesh misho oser lasis l'toch kli zeh basar meluach, afilu hu shel Shar. Some asr even putting salted meat and even salted ox meat into a kli rishon shelo al gabei eish, because by doing so you're going to be cooking something. Even though the first opinion sounds like no, once it's not on the eish, the melech doesn't get cooked, the bisra datura doesn't get cooked, because those are chumrei habishul. Says the Rama, v'nir elit below meluach nami asr, that even if it's not salted meat, it's going to be asr to put in a kli rishon shelo al gabei eish. Ela denakat meluach de blavach the asr mishum dam shabo. The reason it mentions meluach is because if the meat was not salted, then forget about the fact that you're violating bishul. It would be asr anyway, because there's dam in it, so you're violating bishul on the dam, and you wouldn't be allowed to eat the meat anyway because of the dam. You need melicha to get rid of the dam. Then there are those that treat salt much more chamor, and they say that you're not even allowed to put salt in a klisheni if it's still yatzel ledesbo. Someone who's machmir to not even put salt in a klisheni should be blessed. Now, if you happen to have put salt even in a klirishon, and even a klirishon shal gabei eish, well, you definitely violated an issur d'oraisa in doing that. You cooked the salt, but nevertheless, the dish that you put the salt into is going to be mutter. Normally, when you cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the item that you cooked. But, you know, if you make a dish and there's salt in it, and someone says, what did you make for dinner? You're not going to say, oh, I made salt for dinner. No, you made chicken soup. The chicken soup happens to have some salt in it. So since it becomes batel to the machel, we don't aser the entire machel. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Samach Gimel, Kol Zman, meaning as long as it's yatzel ledesbo, most foods may not be placed in a kli rishon. Most raw foods may not be placed in a kli rishon. Hainu, afilu kvar pasak retichaso mimenu. Even if the it's no longer boiling, shayatzel ledesbo, as long as it's yatzel ledesbo, avalemena yatzel ledesbo, but if it cools down to less than yatzel ledesbo, afilu kli rishon eno mevashel, then even a kli rishon is not going to be mevashel. V'imlo eviru me'al eish, and if they did not take it off of the fire, asu litin l'tochu tavlin, v'afilu melech b'chol gavna. Certainly anything that's on the fire, you're not allowed to put anything raw, even salt or any other spice. V'afilu daitel l'salikas akadera maher misham. The chiddush over there is that even if you plan on taking it off of the fire very quickly, meaning you have a pot of food on the fire, you want to throw a little bit of salt into it, but you plan on removing that pot of food from the fire 10 seconds after you put the salt in, it would not be enough time for it to cook. Still asr, pen yishka chachi yispashel, because you might forget it there, and it will get cooked after you forget it there. Meaning, eino chinami, in 10 seconds it won't get cooked. But who knows that you're necessarily going to leave it there for 10 seconds. You might remove it after that. You might accidentally forget it there and leave it there for much longer. Ukitilakaman b'sif yadalud, like we're going to see see in Sif Yudalit, in the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that even if it's like a hot plate that's on a timer, and the timer is set to such a point where it's going to turn off before it has a chance to cook, we still aser. You cannot put anything in a Kli Rishon, Shal Gabei Eish. L'tocho Tavlin, so the Shulchan Aruch had said that you're not allowed to put Tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices into a Kli Rishon, Shal Gabei Eish. Avil B'Kli Sheni Mutter Lo Seis Tavlin. You're allowed to put Tavlin into a Kli Sheni. Afil Yatzal Ledesbo, even if the Kli Sheni is Yatzal Ledesbo, Dein Mespashal Shem. Meaning we said before that Kale HaBishul may not even be placed in a Kli Sheni because we are choshish that Kale HaBishul will get cooked in a Kli Sheni. Well, one thing we know for sure, Tavlin is not Kale HaBishul. And therefore, Tavlin may be placed in a Kli Sheni. The Munach B'Kli Sheni, Dover Gusha, Yatzal Ledesbo, Yesh Lizar B'Zeh. If you have a hot, solid piece of food that you place down on a dinner plate in a Kli Sheni, and the solid piece of food is still Yatzal Ledesbo, we have to be careful about that. The Yesh Posim Shesovim, the Dover Gush, calls Masha Yatzal Ledesbo, Dino K'Kli Rishon. Because there are many Poskim that hold that a solid piece of food retains the status of Kli Rishon, even when it's in a Kli Sheni, if it's Yatzal Ledesbo, because the whole Svara of Kli Sheni is that the item spreads onto the cold surface of the Kli, and therefore it cools down the item much more quickly. But a solid piece of food does not spread onto the surface of the Kli. It only touches the Kli where it's sitting on the Kli, but it doesn't spread at all through the cold surface of the Kli, and therefore many poskim assume that it's still going to have the din of a Kli Rishon. That's why many are machmir not to put their raw salad vegetables right next to a hot piece of meat on their dinner plate on Shabbos, because that hot piece of meat may have the status of a Kli Rishon, and the lettuce from your salad will get cooked by coming in contact. That's why it's a big shiloh with this. Sometimes they put a garnish on top of a hot piece of chicken or a hot piece of meat. Not so pashut if it's Yatzal Ledesbo, that's going to be asur according to these poskim, because it's going to get cooked on a davar gush. Kivan shevira, once you take it off of the fire, dalei shafilu bisur torah mispashal. When you have a Kli Rishon that's on the fire, then obviously even ox meat, even the toughest of meats, will get cooked, and therefore it's going to be asur. Kibisra de torah, said that salt, according to one opinion, is as difficult to cook. It's as slow to cook or as rough to cook like ox meat. You might say, what do you mean? I know that my salt is getting cooked in the klisheni because it disappears. It totally disintegrates, whatever you call it. It gets absorbed. But that's not a riot to anything. The same would happen in cold. That doesn't tell you that it's mavushal. It just tells you that that's the nature of salt. Basar meluach, then we had said that if you have basar meluach, that if you have salted salted meat, the Shulchan Aruch had said, then you're not allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon Shalag Abheish. Rotzalomer basar shenimlach v'hudach gedin. When we say basar meluach, it means it had a proper malicha, so that you don't have to worry about any dam. Shel shar, dinihida basar eno mispashel halach lucha shema mispashel. Because it's true that the ox meat is not going to get cooked in a Kli Rishon Shalag Abheish, but the moisture in the ox meat will get cooked. The baloma luach, and then the Ramah had said that when we say basar meluach, it doesn't have to be basar meluach. It's just that without it being meluach, it would be asur anyway. The below meluach, haynu delo nitalomar. Do not make the mistake to think that tam she'osir u'mishum da melech merakech habasar u'mispashal achar kach b'kli rishon. That the reason for the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch quoted not to put basar meluach in the kli rishon shlo al gabei ha'esh is because the salt softens up the meat and makes it more likely to get cooked. No, that's not the reason. The reason you're not allowed to put the basar meluach in a Kli Rishon Shalag Gabei Eish has nothing to do with the fact that it's meluach. Even if it wasn't meluach, it would be asur, because the moisture inside of it would get cooked in that Kli Rishon. The reason the Mechaber gives the example of meluach, because if it were not meluach, you'd have a different problem. You wouldn't be allowed to put it different there because of the dam that you're putting in a boiling hot pot. Forgetting the Yisr Shabbos, it's a Nisr of dam that's going into the whole meat. The Yesh Osum, then the Ramah had quoted Yesh Osum to put salt even in the cliche meat. But Gemara Ikatrei Lishni said there are two Lishonos in the Gemara about this. The Lishna Basra have a Melech Lekula. According to the Lishna Basra in the Gemara, we're more makel about salt. Tikashul Dispashul Kibisra to Torah, which is the first opinion we quote in Shulchan Aruch, that salt doesn't get cooked easily and it's like ox meat. Mishum Hachim Mutrafil Bekli Rishon Ksheviru Mea Esh. And therefore you're allowed to put it in a Kli Rishon as long as the Kli Rishon is not on the fire. Ulu Lishna Kama, these are a little confusing because the Mishum Brura quotes the Lishna Basra before he quotes the Lishna Kama. So he says, according to the second opinion, and then according to the first opinion, but he mentions the second opinion first. According to the first opinion, Lishna Kama, Havi Melech L'chumra, salt is more machmir, ta'afilu b'klisheni mespashel. It can even get cooked in a klisheni. Upasku rofa paskim klishna basra. Most poskim say like the Lishna Basra, which is that we are makel about salt, that if you put salt in a klisheni, nothing will happen. If you put salt in a kli rishon shalo al gabei eish, nothing will happen. Only if you put salt in a kli rishon al gabei eish will it get cooked. But because there are machmirim, so that's why the Rama says that a machmir tava olav bracha. However, it's important to know what kind of salt we're talking about. This is mined salt, salt that they mine. But if the way they got the salt is that they dehydrated ocean water and there was salt that remained behind, that would not be subject to nisr bishul. Because the very way they got that salt was by cooking up the water to the point that the water evaporated, so it was ready mavushal and ain bishal achar bishal. V'chein b'tzukar mutar mehaytaim no b'kli rishon, and that's why you're allowed to put sugar in the kli rishon lachar sheviru min ha'esh, after the kli rishon's off the fire, because it also has been previously cooked. Some take issue with this. Ideally, at least we should try to avoid the Kli Rishon. In the Shari Tzion, he says, who are the Mefaknikin? So he quotes Shari Tshuva, Chidushir Mekiveger. So that's what that's an issue. Sivkatan Ayin Beis, Afilu Hu. So this was going on where if you accidentally put salt or even purposely put salt in a Kli Rishon, even a Kli Rishon al Gabe Eish, where you clearly violated an Isser. I mean, that's not even subject to debate. No one holds you're allowed to put salt in a kli rishon al gabei eish. Still, you're allowed to eat the food. Da hamelach batel, because the salt becomes batel. The afakav demidi double the time of the batel. You're going to tell me, how could the salt be batel? It's there to give flavor into the food, and it's the ABCs of Yeredeya. That's something that's avid the time. Something that gives flavor into a food does not become batel. Shaini hachad avizev zegorim. Over here, it's different because this is a situation of Zevzegorim. Over here we're talking about where it was also salted on Erev Shabbos. And the amount of salt that you're putting into the pot right now would not be enough to salt the food on its own. But if you're putting in enough salt right now to actually give tam into this food on its own without the salt that was there previously, then yeah, then asar machla and Motzei Shabbos, then the food would be asin for Motzei Shabbos. Then we go back to Sifim Aleph and Beis, the dinim of Maisa Shabbos. If you put it into a glee when it was on a fire, but again, all of this is only if the salt was mined. Aval b'melach shenasa mimayim from Vashlin, ain less or a machel, but salt that came from water that you had cooked and therefore it had evaporated, that you cannot prohibit the food. See if you'd you cannot put raw spices into a plate and then pour from a kli rishon over those raw spices. This is what we call iroi kli rishon. Says mishbrunta after tavlin ein mispashel the kli sheni, even though tavlin does not get cooked in a kli sheni, because we said tavlin is definitely not kalei abishol mikol makom iroi mikli rishon kaimelon dehu mevashel kadei klipa. But iroi kli rishon is stronger than kli sheni. It's mevashel. And if you pour directly from a kli rishon and it was lo nifsaka kiluach, it was a steady stream straight from the kli rishon, then it's gonna aser it even b'diavad. It's gonna make the whole thing aser even b'diavad. So what we learned tonight as you said, that that most foods, let's categorize it this way, most foods, according to the Mishmur, you have to be choshesh, might be kalei abishal, and you're not even allowed to put them in a klisheni when it's still yatzal ledesbo. You're not allowed to put them in a pot of food that's in a klisheni that's still yatzal ledesbo. However, some foods we know are not kalei abishal, namely tavlin, we know is not kalei abishal. So that you could put in a klisheni, but even that you're not allowed to put into a kli rishon when it's low al gabei ha'esh, because it has the capacity to cook. But then there are some foods that are chumrei abishal that won't even get cooked in a kli rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh, can only get cooked in a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh, and that's bisra datura. And perhaps according to the opinion we paskin like lishna basra, which we paskin like salt as well. Now, but nothing may be placed in the kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. Kli rishon al gabei ha'esh is straight up cooking. Now, be mindful, the Mishnah says that when we talk about salt, we talk about salt that has been mined. But if you're talking about salt comes from evaporated water, and the salt is left behind, that's in bishul achar bishul. There would be no problem with putting that in. Now, the Rama had added that if you did cook salt, you did put it even in the kli rishon gabei ha'esh, it does not prohibit the food, provided that the amount of salt that you put in would not have been enough to flavor the food on its own. If it would have been enough to flavor the food on its own, then it's avita taima and it does not become batel. And then in Sifyut we said that one has to be careful, one has to be wary of iri kli rishon as well, that you're not allowed to pour, even though tavlin doesn't get cooked in a klisheni, but it does get cooked with iri kli rishon, and therefore would prohibit the food if you pour from a kli rishon directly over tavlin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Yudalev. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly what time we will be learning tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.